manage what is going on, conflict with each other. And I was told that my presence is so important because I have a rapport with students, and they were looking forward to expressing their thoughts because they know that in talking to me and with me that they can say everything that is on their minds without being criticized or ostracized. I find it I understand Germany's sensitivity because of their gruesome history. But Germany has also been the only country, maybe other than Rwanda, that has acknowledged its horrific history, and it has taught this history as a never again thing. We must face our history so we can learn from it. So it is surprising to me that Germany has chosen to silence me. But I think the worst part of it is that they're silencing young people who are experiencing, especially in Germany, they are close to the war in Ukraine. They are troubled by what is going on, by the war in the Mideast and the horrific slaughter of innocent people. It should be an absolute standstill of all governments when you're told that over 10,000 children are being murdered. There is no excuse for that. And then to turn around, America and Germany's support of Israel's politics is extremely disturbing and to me frightening, because any time any government decides to silence the voices of people who oppose government policies, whatever they may be. This reminds me so much of my childhood. My childhood was spent in the first 10 years much the same way as the children of Gaza. I know exactly what they're going through. I know exactly what they're thinking. And this apparently has upset the Ministry of Culture, because I have compared the
We have less than a minute to go, Marion.
The silencing of the last survivor of all three major events in Hamburg, the firestorm, the burst of bombing in the European war, and the Holocaust, where I lost almost all of my family. And the silencing of voices, like all of our voices, when they are most needed, is indicative of something more frightening, because I believe when governments decide to silence voices in opposition to the stance that they are taking, then we have to really question very deeply why are they doing it and for what reason.
We're going to have to leave it there, but we thank you so much for being with us. 88-year-old Jewish-German Holocaust survivor has been protesting, calling for Biden to support a Gaza ceasefire.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or if you're in Delaware, it's known as the Tuesday Roots Program. But anyway, I am Mando Richard, and I'm thrilled to bring you this music, and we're going to have a great time, I assure you of that. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we usually do. We'll close down on the gospel side of the family, like we just about always do. And in between, we've got lots of interesting music for you. Maggie from Michigan, if you're listening, I know this is one of your favorite Delamay tracks. Here we go.
Why don't you swing it on back, make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing, baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Birmingham. Well, Jefferson will set you up right, Booker takes you home for the night, a little Buffalo Trace and my feet are off the ground. And now I'm dancing with a Birmingham. Why don't you swing it on back, make another old-fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing, baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Birmingham. You swing it on back, make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing, baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Birmingham.
Go home, whiskey. let me go home with me. Let me walk out that door. I got orders from my baby not to come home drunk. Stop by a place to see a good old friend of mine. Dropped in for just a minute, but I stayed overtime. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. God ordered from my baby not to come home stinking no more. Looked like I done shot over the field. Drinks of whiskey make me kind of lose my head. I just sit there at that old bar when I ought to be home in bed. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home. To come home sows no more. Now, just a few drinks of whiskey make me lose my head. I sit at the bar when I ought to be home in the bed. I let me go home. Let me go home, whiskey. Hey, let me walk out that door. Home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I got orders from my woman not to come home stinking no more. But now, whiskey in the daytime and a little whiskey at night. Well, as long as I got my whiskey, well, everything seemed all right. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Got orders from my sweet baby not to come home juice no more. And look at me now. See, what that chord that old Tom Brady. That is.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey everybody, this is Ned Liberecki with the Becky Buller Band, and whiskey before breakfast, usually not such a good idea, unless you're doing it with Mando Richard. Thanks for listening.
take them. I think I'm gonna need you to get back home. Hold on to my hat. I don't want to lose it. I couldn't stand something else to be gone. I'm sure you know the reason I'm here crying. I think you'll understand why. Tonight, I'm the designated drinker. I just lost the one that wrapped me around her finger. I need to get to where I can't think. I'm the designated drinker. I came here to get you to help me. I need a friend. See me through. I hated the call. I knew you wouldn't mind at all. I know you know I'd do the same for you. I'm not the kind that likes to drown my sorrow. I may hate myself tomorrow, but tonight I'm the designated drinker. I just lost the one that wrapped me round her finger. I need to get to where I can't think of her. So tonight, I'm the designated drinker. Designated drinkers. Oh, tonight we're the designated drinkers.
Is best if you drink less. And when you dance the whole night through, that's when you can have maybe more than two. Choose what you drink carefully. Gin will ruin your complexion. These are Grandma's rules. Grandma's rules for drinking. Daughters at home and a husband gone off in the bush on a survey job. Young mamsels in a post-war town. Trouble is never far. But Grandma had a sensible view, unlike the nuns at the convent school. You can know your Hail Marys off by heart and still be without a prayer. These are Grandma's rules for drinking. different times, but it's fair to say they still apply. A modern girl can always use good words from a wise old bird. Don't drink mixed drinks, don't let strange men with conversation and cards. Best to drink less. When you dance, you can have a few more. Gin will ruin your complexion. These are Grandma's rules. Grandma's rules for drinking. Grandma was no fool. Grandma's girls had rules. These are Grandma's rules for drinking.
While you listen to Adam Hurt play Stillhouse on a gourd banjo from his old record Earth Tones, let me tell you what's been going around here lately in the Get Upset on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Back at the beginning of the set from Delmay's EP The Butcher Shop, you heard Bourbon Hound. Great high-energy song. And then we went back to the early 1980s. When Merle Travis was towards the end of his life, he recorded a record called Rough, Rowdy, and Blue, I believe for CMH, on which he played mostly on the 12-string guitar. And from that record, you heard Whiskey, or Let Me Go Home, Whiskey. Then after the PSAs, you heard Alan Jackson, along with George Strait doing the harmony singing on Designated Driver, and that's from Alan Jackson's release Drive. And then I already had my show pretty much prepared, and I was working on the calendar that I'll read after the show on station WRCT in Pittsburgh. And I saw that Annie Lou will be appearing at Club Cafe on January 18th, which led me to dig out her classic song, Annie Lou's Grandma's Rules for Drinkin'. That's the title track from that album, Annie Lou, Grandma's Rules for Drinkin'. And then we closed down with one of the New Turks, if you will, in the old-time tradition, Victor Furtado and his friends doing Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand from his record, Dardo Island. Oh, who's coming up next? Oh, Chris Cool's coming up next. Hope you enjoy it.
Passed a man on the street today, he was all alone, but he had a lot to say. I guess he must have lost his way along the line. I looked at him, but not to stare, just so he'd see that I saw that we were both there. Seems like I see him everywhere I go these days. It's hard times in this town of mine. Have to be asleep not to feel change. All those wildflowers in among the grass waiting for the rain. I walked farther down the road to a part of town where just to let the good times roll back in the day. Half the joints were boarded up. They tried to hold on, but I guess I had to give up. I sure hope they get some better luck next time. It's hard times in this town of mine. It's not the end, it's just a shame. All those green pastures where we used to run and play, waiting for the rain. Since before this time where we all have been, we both used to try to make the scene back in the day. She told me that she was moving on, couldn't make ends meet and soon be gone, headed east to sing her song in another place. It's hard times in this town. Seeds can't afford a place to stay. They just dry up and then blow for the rain. Waiting for the rain.
Gotta welcome all that silence to appreciate of his final refrain. Just remember, love, we need the rain. In the quiet, you can still hear him
sinner. What hurt all mankind just to save his own? Have mercy on those whose chances grow thinner. There's no hiding place against the kingdom throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on. All you need is faith to hear diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
In the background while I'm chatting with you, you're listening to a group from the Lansing, Michigan area. They call themselves the Royal Garden Trio. It's Tom Bogardus on the clarinet and Brian Delaney on the guitar and Mike Karub on the cello, and they're joined here by Bess Bonnier on the piano and Gian Polo on the string bass. And that'll be our musical bed while I tell you about what's been going on around here lately. And Dave in Florida, don't fall asleep on me, pal. Come on, stay awake. I know this is soothing music, but stay awake. All right, what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are? Back at the beginning of that set, you heard from Chris Cool and from his record with the title The Old Man and the C Chord, you heard Waiting for the Rain. And then you heard Annie and Rod Capps do We Need the Rain, from their new record, Love and Rain. Did I leave one out? I don't think I did. And then we heard from the Kruger Brothers. Yeah, that was a long one. Their version of the Impressions 1965 hit, People Get Ready. That's from the album Best of the Kruger Brothers. And I played that because they're going to be coming to Pittsburgh for Calliope House on February 2nd. And wherever you're listening to the program, it's really important to me that you support local music and local music series. We're very lucky in Pittsburgh. We've got Calliope House, we've got UU Song Space, we've got the Songburst School of Music, we've got house concerts, we've got all sorts of clubs that play all sorts of different kinds of folk and country music, have live acts in. Calliope House also does some interesting lessons. If you go to calliopehouse.org and click on their School of Folk Music, you can get information about their Winter Song Zoom Workshop, which the next section I think is the 20th. And Mark Tamsula is going to offer a beginning bluegrass banjo workshop starting on the 15th. Gee, the bed stops, so must mean it's time to start the next song. It's from my favorite band of all time, the Pentangle.
Was homeward bound one night on the dune, swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May. seek a passage around the pole. We poor seamen do sometimes go. Through cruel hardships they mainly stroll. Their ships on mountains of ice was thrown. Only the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one that ever came through. Baffin Bay, where the whale fishes blow. The fate of Franklin, no man may know. The fate of Franklin, no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone, with his sailors do well. Now my burden, it gives me pain. My long-lost Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin.
had a lucky star, I'd make it shine wherever you are, and you would see the place to be is here with me, my lucky star.
John Lilly there with Who Broke the DJ's Heart from his old record, Haunted Honky Tonk. What else did you hear in that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program? Back at the beginning of the set, we played Pentangle doing Lord Franklin from their old record, Cruel Sister. And Annie let me know that that was one of her late husband's favorite songs. So best wishes to you, Annie. And yes, we all miss Kurt. And then it just so happens the next thing I played was from the Cajun side of the family, Ray Abshire and friends doing the Basile Widows. Yeah, those hot little widows. Arrete, Pasa la Music is the name of the record. Don't Stop the Music from there. And then Last Birds, a new band, or at least they're new to me, and their new record, Endless Turn of Day into Night, from that year, Lucky Star. And then John Lilly, Who Broke the DJ's Heart. And you hear on Alan Mundy and Sam Bush play Byron's Buddies in the background while I'm chatting with you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our mid-show station break. Stick around, we'll be back with more great music. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Bingle, bingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-doo-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
That last part of the program, we heard from songwriter John Lilly, and He's one of these guys that, you know, you see him on a stage by himself with his guitar and he can hold an audience. Another guy like that is from the bluegrass side of the family. His name is Jim Hurst. He's a great songwriter, a fantastic singer, and an amazing guitarist and a great band member too. But if you get a chance to see him solo, it's pretty amazing. Out comes this guy, looks like, you know, the conductor on a commuter railroad or the neighborhood butcher with his guitar, and then he just grabs the entire audience. And we're going to hear him sing a song called Long Black Train. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Trouble, and you think that you got pain, you think that you got trouble, and you think that you got pain, you better set things right because it's out there, long black train. How much do you take now? And how much do you give? How much do you take now? And how much do you give? 'Cause that long black train is coming. It don't matter.